A federal judge has ruled that Utah cannot force political parties to allow unaffiliated voters to participate in primary elections. But the ruling doesn't apply to the Utah Democratic Party. KUER's Brian Grimmett explains.
U.S. District Court Judge David Neufer has submitted his official judgment and injunction declaring that Utah law cannot force a party to open its primary elections to unaffiliated voters. But the ruling only applies to those who participated in the lawsuit, that is, the Utah Republican Party and the Constitution Party of Utah.
Well, it's not the ideal situation, that's for sure. We would prefer to have one law apply to all political parties.
That's Mark Thomas. He's the director of elections in the lieutenant governor's office. He says while their voting system can handle allowing unaffiliated voters to participate with one party and not with another, his real concern is how confusing that might be.
It does get confusing as you begin the process of educating the voters, educating poll workers, and other election officials.
Meanwhile, Utah Democratic Party Chairman Peter Caroon says he's glad that his party will still be required to allow unaffiliated voters.
We want to open our primaries to independents and unaffiliateds. We think that's the right thing to do, and we want people to get to have the opportunity to vote in primaries.
While the final order has been issued with this lawsuit, the state and the Utah GOP plan on taking other questions with the law to the Utah Supreme Court. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.